Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, a week or so ago, I mentioned that I was kind of itching to get back in team sports, and I'd seen that comedian who said he played hardball baseball in New York.
Right.
And he was talking about how much of a loser he was because he was from New York City, and he's doing a gig at Lakewood Country Club on a Saturday night, and he wasn't going to even stay at the hotel. He was going back because he had a hardball baseball game. So I ran into somebody at Lifetime Fitness that I've known for probably a decade, just really from working out. Like, we've never hung out beyond seeing him at the gym, but I would consider him a friend. I mean, I've got his number. He's got my number. He texts me on occasion. Last night, he sends me a text, and he asked me to play in a game tonight.
Just a pickup baseball game?
Not a pickup game. He plays
like
in a
real
league.
Legit.
And, like we had had a conversation. I don't know if he heard me say it. And then it got real because we had this conversation, and he said, I was like, but guys are throwing probably like 80 or 90. And he said, no.
No, he said no.
He said it's more like 60.
Okay. Right.
But I don't even know if I catch up to it. I haven't swung a bat probably since the homie softball team.
Do you even have a glove?
Here's the thing. So I thought about it for a second. And then just schedule-wise, I couldn't. But
JP Holiday.
I feel like I should do the uncomfortable and go out the next time I get asked. I'm on the taxi squad, I guess, if they're desperate for a man. But I don't know if I have a glove, EB. I think I have a glove. I think it's at the bottom of a bin that I have in the garage.
It's probably a softball glove, too.
No, it's just an old Nubs glove. But I mean,
do you have, I mean,
I have no cup.
Shorts?
I have no cup.
You don't need baseball pants.
Yeah, he sent a picture and he said that I need to get my equipment.
Oh man, you're going down nerd highway.
He sent me his picture just like Jonah Navonis Wagner.
Right.
He said, you're going to come out looking like this, because I told him, I was like, I can't play because I have a, Isabella has a track meet.
Yeah.
And that usually ends at 8. Plus, I'll be honest, I got way nervous. I'm just going to embarrass myself. And when I was talking to him, I said, I'm going to embarrass myself. And he said, nah, you'll be fine. I was like, I was a mediocre high school baseball player.
Yeah, but I mean, I got to imagine.
I mean, would they start you? If you went, you're not going to go,
know.
But would they start you? Where
Again,
would they
it
play
was
you?
Just a text message.
Is everybody in like their 40s and 50s? It's got to be atrocious.
It's older. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably atrocious.
It's old man baseball.
He said that some guys touch 80, though.
Yeah,
you're not gonna have.
You're not.
Wouldn't that be
no
the
chance.
Ultimate embarrassment if JP got invited out and then they just told him to go sit on the bench and he didn't even play?
No, you got to play him.
Yeah, you got to play him.
If you're getting invited, you're playing.
Stick him in the ninth. Do they play seven? There's no way they play nine innings.
I don't know one thing about the rules.
They probably play six or seven.
Maybe three innings.
I have no idea. He goes, you free tomorrow night. He sent this at 7:45. Want to come out and play nine? Oh, it's nine.
Oh, they do play nine. Wow.
Want to come out and play nine? He said, we need
crazy.
A guy.
Maybe he meant golf.
I can't believe that there are that many baseball dorks that are still around that into their 40s and 50s will play in an organized
league. I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's not like you're hitting each other. It's not like you're tackling
each
other.
But softball, I understand. Softball, I get. Mm-hmm. Like, underhand for the most part. Yeah, you're drinking beers in between the innings.
But I guess
if
if you played college baseball now, I did not play college baseball, but if you played college baseball and you want to continue competitively, that's what you do. I mean, EB and I played on a soccer team for 20 years, but we didn't play on the on like some higher levels, like men's leagues that you'd hear about. I mean, I did play in some men's leagues, but there are some men's leagues which are competitive, which are all like guys who played in college where people get spiked and hurt
those
all the time.
Those baseball dorks need to transition to golf and tennis and pickleball and all the other older guys' sports. They're hanging on for dear life is what they're doing.
I think it's kind of cool.
The other thing that got me worried was...
I wish he would play.
I think the quality of play will be pretty mediocre.
I can tell you this.
I agree.
In 1988, when I played high school baseball, I had taken the year off the year before because I knew Kevin Pettit was going to start ahead of me.
Yeah,
you guys all know. So I didn't even play as a junior. I came back as a senior, and I was a second baseman by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I didn't like being in front of the screaming liners anymore.
Who does?
So I moved to the outfield. I don't think I could play infield in a hard pitch fastball league at this point.
You would embarrass yourself.
I'd have to move to the outfield. And here's my concern about the outfield.
Taking a ground ball in 35 years.
You take one off your schnoz.
You take one right off the penis.
My buddy Walt plays third. What if I had to turn two with somebody coming at me?
Turning two.
Right?
There's no turning two.
Was he Ozzie Smith from back in the day?
Well, I'm sure that they do it.
It would be abysmal.
The guys are running slower to first base, too.
I hope you play.
But here's my concern about the outfield, DB.
I would love for him to play.
So let's say I play the outfield. At night when I drive, I use glasses.
Yeah, you'd misplace so many balls.
I don't really need glasses. Like, I'm probably a 20-30 vision, 20-25. But
is it your
at
arm
night,
trash, too, like because of your shoulder?
Yes.
Like, you can just throw it in.
You couldn't hit the cutoff.
He likes a challenge.
He just, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but he's not going to do it.
No, I think
I'm not doing
it
tonight.
I think he's going to do it.
But I think I need to equip. I need to get spikes.
You got to go to, like, Dick's and buy
baseball
pants.
I think I've told you guys this before. I know a 75-year-old catcher who plays in these hard pitch league with like former MLBers.
He's still crouching down
he's 75,
and catching
they
balls.
They have double headers, 9-inning double headers.
Oh my
god!
It's like an
what
obsession.
Are these people
he
doing?
Goes to
the guy's
batting
probably
cages
in
all
sick
the time.
Shape, like for his
sick,
age.
I mean, he's a former fighter pilot.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah, but I don't care if you've flown 1,000 bombing missions. Like your knees when you're bending down at 75, they're not going to give way at some point.
So he's in this like 65 and older league. And he's 75. They throw 80 miles an hour. Easy.
What?
Yeah, well, they're former MLB players.
Yeah,
a lot
but 65.
Dude, you'd be surprised.
I would be.
I would be very surprised.
I would be very surprised.
Said some of those guys throw up to 80 miles an hour.
Because I watch old guys play basketball and it's atrocious. Yeah.
He's in one of his teammates is like, I don't know, Oil Cam Boyd or Spaceman. One of those funky
boys. Oil Cam Boyd.
I think he passed.
I think Bill Lee's dead.
I do like the reference, though.
He told me before. I forget.
I don't know. It got me really nervous that we had this innocent conversation
at
the gym.
He had like a stroke or something.
Yeah,
back
he had
then,
something
but
going.
Oil Can?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, he's 64.
I feel like I have to do it just
to
do it. But there's a good chance I commit multiple errors and strike out every time at the bat at the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely would, but I would love to see it.
Just video it. Whatever you do, have somebody get their camera out, their phone out.
We'll do a couple segments on it.
But you're going to you got to go to Dick's, you got to get cleats, you got to get pants.
Got to get a cup.
You got to get a cup for your Jimmy. Get a small one. That's good news.
Hey, I had the longest nose.
That's true.
By the way, I'm looking up Oil Cam Boyd. Did you realize that he couldn't pitch in the 1986 World Series because he was too hammered?
I think.
He was drunk during the game.
I remember that vaguely.
I remember him having substance issues.
Oil Cam the ball. He's been pounding
But
beers.
He was pretty good.
he had moments. Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was in that rotation with Clemens and Bruce Hurst and those boys.
The manager and pitching coach alleged that Boyd had been drinking. It was too drunk to pitch during the game in the World Series Game 7.
Well, what David Wells would be like hungover when he would pitch, right?
Did he supposedly pitch a no-hitter hungover?
Possibly.
That's the legend.
Possibly.
Didn't he buy like
Babe
Ruth's
hat
like and he wore it like during a game?
He did?
I think he bought Babe Ruth's tiny little hat.
He definitely had a small hat.
Tried to fit it on his big ass head while he's pitching
That's hilarious.
We're going to have an old baseball player.
Anyway, I'll keep you up to date. It definitely got me scurred. I might have to go to a batting cage and see if I can even get it around on a 60.
Be hard.
Where do you find a batting cage?
I don't know.
Where do those exist in the wild?
I mean, step number one, he's asked me with less than 24 hours notice to play in a game tonight.
Yeah.
Is, do I have a glove?
Yeah. You need the
Where
basics.
Is the glove? You need and just, then I'd have to test the arm. I mean, I do have a torn rotator cuff.
You have a candy arm.
Now, my left arm.
Your arm is trifling.
My
left arm
left-handed.
Doesn't matter at this point. Yeah. That's the one where I've got the torn rotator and the torn labrum.
This
one just has labral tears.
It's not going to be good.
You're a mess. Yeah.
It's not going to be good. It can't end well, but, you know, knock yourself out. I think it's cool.
But we're begging you to play because we want to see the fallout.
You might be able to make contact. I don't know. You might be able to hit a ground ball somewhere.
It's a lot.
If it's
those
60, I believe I should make it. If there's a pitcher throwing 80, I'm cooked.
You're not touching that.
It's a lot. Those old codgers use aluminum bats, right? They're not using wood bats.
I have to.
Well, they go broke replacing them.
Splintered bats everywhere.
Plus you need all the power you can get.
Yeah, you need some pop.
Now, Drabby, I haven't heard this, but speaking of baseball, the Dodgers won last night, beat the Marlins, and one of their stud pitchers is Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who's the rookie Japanese pitcher.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
And he got the win last night. They beat the awful Marlins.
All right.
And Dodgers just are, they're loaded with talent, especially in the lineup. But Yamamoto's
been on a tear.
Yamamoto got the win last night. And I didn't hear this, but apparently was this post-game audio?
No, this is audio right before the game, like moments before the game starts.
Oh, right before the game.
With the MLB host or the studio.
Okay, I did not hear this.
Don't take this the wrong way, but we are already a no-hitter alert. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, before he throws a single pitch tonight against the Marlins, we have a no-hitter alert.
Okay.
Enjoy what could be a no-hitter from Yamamoto.
You know Jazz when your first pitch.
Right here on MLB Network for Harold. You see why I'm Greg. We have a no-hitter alert. Enjoy this game.
Yamamoto comes home, and off we go. And the aggressive Marlins get a first pitch swing and a high fly ball and a home run for Jazz Chisholm on the first pitch.
I don't even understand it. So he was just goofing, and then he went out and gave up a dinger.
This guy's got such electric stuff. The no-hitter watch is on.
He did get the win.
but that was a leadoff. That was a leadoff home run from Jazz Chisholm. First pitch.
Hilarious.
He actually went 8 innings, allowed just 5 hits, but 2 earned runs.
Is he like super young? Is he like some prodigy?
Yes.
Is he going to be the next
25, I think.
25. He was rocked in his first career start in Korea.
Yeah.
He's been pretty
He's been awesome since, yeah. 4-1 now, ERA under 3.
Ohtani hit. Now, yesterday he went homerless and hitless, but he had a couple of walks, I guess. He had a stretch of, I think, 4 home runs in 3 games. He now leads the majors with 11 home runs. He leads the majors in batting average, hitting .365.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's not up there in RBIs for Triple Crown, but maybe over time.
He's having a great start.
Well, he's on pace for 118 RBIs. He's on pace for 451 total bases. 400 total bases hasn't happened since 2001. It's only happened, and 450 has only happened twice in history.
Did Barry Bonds ever have that? No.
I think he had in 2001, he had 400.
He did.
And Babe Ruth had 450 in 1921.
Wow.
I keep checking the RBIs because that'd be amazing if he could win the Triple Crown.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Marcelo Ozuna's got, what has he got, 34. Otani is in 27.
Isn't Ozuna kind of older? Hasn't he been around for a while or no?
I don't know how old he is, but, I mean, he's having an unbelievable start.
He's 33.
What's his RBI total right now?
27 for Otani.
Yeah.
What about the...
You know, Bryce Harper's been hot. Bryce Harper hit a grand slam last night. He's got 10 RBIs in his last three games. And the Phillies have won, I think they've won seven straight.
I saw Clemens' kid hit a dinger with his bat the other day. Did you see that clip?
I did not.
Cody Clemens?
Cody.
Okay.
Yeah.
How better would JP be if Roger Clemens stepped up in the mound, that old-ass man league, start throwing fireballs?
I may not ever show up.
Yeah, I think he does play in, like, old-man stuff.
I'm sure he does.
You know, he's super competitive.
That's a big flex, by the way, if you have Roger Clemens on your old-man baseball
team. You got JP. Who's throwing for you? Clemens.
This guy's 100 Cy Youngs.
And he just got a shot, too. Yeah. He's all loaded up.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be sweating, Roger Clemens, to be sweating if they just had like a college baseball pitcher who was 25, you know, out of college.
That would be scary enough.
Dude, a high school pitcher would.
You must have been seeing last night's, because Clemens hit one last night.
Maybe it was last night. Maybe I saw it yesterday afternoon. I can't remember. I just saw it, and then Clemens was retweeting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like right away.
By the way,
he bats lower in the lineup, but he's good. He can hit.
I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. We talked about it in the first segment. The Nationals are off to a surprising 18-17 record, the latest they've been above 500 since July 2021. Will they be able to maintain this pace and make the playoffs? You can vote at Junks Radio.
Well, right now, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in as a wild card. But
crazy.
A lot of work to do.
800.
But it's just cool that they are over 500 for the first time in 3 years.
Yeah, yep. For sure.
800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines if you want to chime in. Remember, later in the program, 9:45, it's a Game Show Wednesday, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Wendy's. We also have Mike Rizzo joining us on the show. We'll come back, open up the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.